This is a dictation for patient Regina Elion, Regina Elion, date of birth 4/25/1983. The patient date of accident is 11/29/2019 is the date of accident. Date of birth is 4/25/1983. Regina Elion. These complaints are the patient has having severe pain in the neck. Lower back, left shoulder, both the knees, and left and the right hip, left shoulder, left elbow, and left wrist with motor weakness of the left arm, numbness and tingling of both the legs with radiculopathy. And headaches with various symptoms of TBI. History of automobile accident. The patient allegedly had an accident on 11/29/2025 at 2:32 p.m. where she was a restrained driver of a SUV GMC Denali. And the accident happened on Telegraph and I-96. Patient reports that she was going on Telegraph Road southbound near the I-96 bridge. And she was planning to go to Plymouth. The light turned green and she was crossing through the intersection light while a F-150 pickup truck came from other side, coming from the freeway on a full speed and without stopping on the red light, and hit her car in a T-bone passenger side. The impact caused a extreme damage to the car. All the airbags were deployed. Car was totaled and it was not drivable. Picture of the car has been is not available, but internally seat belt was okay. The steering wheel was okay. Windows were not broken. She do not remember the speed of the other car, but she was wearing a seat belt. She passed out for a few minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to emergency room in Corwell Hospital, Beaumont Hospital, 8 Mile and Grand River. X-ray CT scan were done. Patient was actually discharged with medication. She also was, she was there for 10 hours. History of the presenting illness. Patient is complaining currently that she's suffering from headaches that are mostly on the front, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, moderately severe, constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. And she has been seeing a neurologist who is at Mind Group for the neurology workup. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision. And she has no history of vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, no history of loss of equilibrium, disorientation, no history of incontinence of the urine bowel, and no history of smell problem or taste problem or TMJ problem. The patient do complain of weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, difficulty walking, fatigue, and anxiety, depression, panic. Sleep disturbances reported and does not have cerebral anesthesia. Regarding the pain, please review the record. Well, first of all, the pains are continuous, and description of the pain, the severity, and modified factor for the pain, the investigations. Previous treatment was provided with surgeries to the lumbar spine. She has been recommended to have a surgery for the neck also. A fusion box was not provided. The surgery was done from the abdominal side, and not from the posterior side. And she's scared to drive, very panicky anxiety, and can't ride in car, very depressed. She also has a muscle weakness of the right arm and right leg. Along with numbness, tingling, which is shooting down to the right leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, and left buttock and left leg up to the knee in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. In addition, patient has not only pain in the neck and the lower back, but she has a pain in the right shoulder, right elbow, right hand and wrist, as well as both knees, especially the right knee. She can walk up to a block. She can sit and stand for 30 minutes, but it is usually painful. And in the previous treatment, please mention that patient was initially seen at the emergency room at Beaumont Hospital. After that, she's seen Dr. Tarabishi in Livonia, who provided a couple of nerve block, lumbar epidural injection, and only 10 visits in the whole year. She was referred to Dr. Ramakrishna in 2021 through 2023, who operated the lumbar spine in 2022 with 20 visits to him. She also has seen Dr. Redden in 2023 with 15 visits, and X-ray was done and shows broken third, fourth, left ribs. Right shoulder was operated with a scope on 11/23. And she has had physical therapy at Hoover Physical Therapy 20 to 23 visits, and chiropractor, she has done 4 visits with Dr. Rodnick at Rodnick Chiropractor. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, work history, legal history, personal history, and ADLs. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 133/89, pulse 74, pulse ox is 100, temperature 96.1, height is 5'2", and weight is 139. This is a 41-year-old African-American female of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, and appears a little bit anxious but not lethargic. And she has a good attitude, demeanor, dress hygiene is normal, the patient is able to walk well and is mobile, and not using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam comes from the template. In the skin, please mention there is a scar in the abdomen from umbilicus down to the pelvis for the surgery for lumbar spine that was done. Neurological examination comes from the template and is found to be normal. Musculature examination, no muscles are in spasm or in any contraction. All muscles are normal. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination. In inspection, entire spine is normal curvature alignment and no scars are noticed except in the front, for which surgery was done for L5-S1 area and L4-L5 disc area. I hear that it was a disc replacement. Palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Hypertonicity, 0. Range of motion, cervical spine is 40. Forward flexion, 40. Extension, 40 is side flexion, and 40 is bilateral rotation. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 45, extension 20, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Cervical spine Hoffman sign was negative. the confirming sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, detection test is positive, and Soto Hall test is negative. For the 6-spine, Bruce test, clump test is negative, and in the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees, Budzinski Kernick test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Kemp test is positive, Bregar test negative, Babinski sign negative, SI joints, bilateral SI joints, tender, and Faber test is positive, Gosselin test is positive, Sternic flexion test negative, the iliac compression test negative, distraction test is negative. The extremities examination, the right shoulder and right elbow, right wrist and hand, and the right knee are specifically involved, and their description is going to be separate. Other than that, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. The patient complains of ongoing pain in the right shoulder even after surgery, to the tune of 10, with the ability to lift the shoulder up to 110 degrees. He had a surgery with the correction of the supraspinatus tendon inflammation via scope. Range of motion is 110 degrees maximum on active motion, after which she has a pain in abduction and forward flexion. Muscle strength is 4/5. The Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. T-test, near test are positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. Elbow examination reveals tenderness of the olecranon process and also triceps muscle tendon at the insertion. Other than that, medial epicondyle is normal. The range of motion of the elbow is completely normal. Hand and wrist examination, only positive findings are that the trinal sign is positive, phalen sign is positive. In the right wrist, the grip is normal, circulation normal, reflexes normal, no muscle atrophy is noticed, and no thinar prominence atrophy is noticed. Circulation is intact. However, the right upper extremity in general is weak. By 4/5 is the motor power, and shitter off bones and dinner plates. Examination of the right knee joint reveals that the patient has generalized pain, tenderness in the right knee area, peripetalar, but there is no scar, erythema, or effusion. On palpation, there is no fracture, dislocation, swelling. It doesn't feel warm or cold. No crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. No normal flexion from full extension is noticed. Collateral ligaments are intact, non-tender, motor power is normal, valgus varus abnormally absent, anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative, McMurray-Steinman is negative, patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. General V8 general diagnosis is V89.2 X63. Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, F43.2, S06.301A, CNS M79.2, muscles M79.1. The gait is normal. Shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, M75.20, S43.432D, elbow M25.529, wrist M25.539, and G56.01, hip M25.551, M25.552, right knee M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M54.02, M48.06, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, M51.27, M54.30, M54.16, M54.42, M48.06, S33.5XXA. SI joint M54.17, M48.06, S33.5XXA. Plan of care comes from the template for Regina Phelan, and the treatment plan is as follows. The patient is going to be provided, is being provided with following medication, which is meloxicam. And for healing, anti-inflammatory, patient has been provided with Elavil for help with the sleep and rest, TRD disorder pain relief. Lyrica is provided for pain relief. He's been provided with Voltaren gel. He's been provided with Prilosec for stomach protection. For pain relief, she's been provided with Tylenol codeine. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry for anxiety, panic, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The patient has following MRI. They are from Northland Radiology, and the date is March 30, 2022. The brain MRI was reported to be completely normal. The MRI study for the brain was also completely normal. The MRI for the abdomen without contrast was also without any abnormal finding. MRI of the left hip was also completely normal, without any trauma to the femur or any bone trauma or tendons. MRI of the pelvis was also negative, and MRI for the right hip was negative. The MRI for the thoracic spine is found to be positive. T2, T3 shows a small herniation of the and spinal stenosis. In the cervical spine, patient has a involvement of the disc herniation and disc bulging from C4, C5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1 with varying degrees of facet joint arthrosis and spinal stenosis and foramina stenosis. In the lumbar spine, patient has findings at the L4, L5 small disc herniation, and L5 S1 shows anterior interval surgical fusion hardware generating metal deflection artifact, and mild facet arthrosis and ligament of phloem hypertrophy. International pain procedure patient is being recommended that he should go for surgery, surgical consultation with Dr. Ramakrishna for possible surgery for the spinal L5-S1, which she says is unstable, and the fusion system is not frozen, it is moving, and hence another surgery is required. For same is for the cervical spine. If she chooses to do surgery, that would be great. We discussed the spinal cord stimulation device as well. If she chooses to have injection treatment, one or two injections to the lumbar spine and one or two injections to the cervical spine are requested. And if she approves, we'll do it. Right shoulder also can benefit from rotator cuff injection and intra-articular injection for further healing. Similarly, in the right knee, injection can be provided possible meniscus tear is existing undiagnosed and a new MRI might need to be ordered. Surgical options, yes, patient is seeing an orthopedic surgeon and also she's seeing spine surgeon, Dr. Ramakrishna. She's seeing a neurologist. Refer to neuropsych evaluation, yes, patient is already seeing a neurologist at Mind Group and attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released from the previous providers. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered. DME, patient already has all the DMEs and she has a cane to walk with. Education, yes, and follow visit in 15 days direct contact, yes. Thank you.